Good evening, darling. Today we're going to be focusing on anger, which is, let's face it, something of a complicated topic. So we're just going to be looking at the basics and how you can utilize the anger in your life. And I do mean utilize. Because just like sadness, envy, any of these emotions, there is no negative emotion. They do not need to be gotten rid of. They do not need to be removed. Just understood. And so that is where we're going to focus on today, just the understanding of that anger. So to begin, we're going to do our usual deep breaths and take ourselves to a romantic situation in which we will examine that anger. So with me, I want you to start breathing in through your nose, holding it and releasing. We're going to go just for three today. So with me, breathe in, two, three, hold, two, three, breathe out, two, three. Again, breathe in, two, three, hold, two, three, breathe out, two, three. And breathe in, two, three, hold, two, three, breathe out, two, three. Very good. And the reason we were doing shorter breaths today is because we don't want to go too deep. We're going to be using our analytical minds more than, say, we often do in these meditations, because we're focusing on that understanding, that self-knowledge, that gnosis, if you will. And so, as I talk to you, I want you to imagine us on a mountain running up a path together as a fitness exercise, training, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I'm your personal trainer. Maybe I'm your boyfriend. Maybe I'm just some handsome stranger you happen to meet while jogging. And as we run together, the rocks and trees going past us as we put more distance between us and the ground, we get talking about the reasons we're out there and what we're trying to work off with this cardio. And you tell me about the things that have really been making you angry recently, the things that have been grinding your gears, as they say, that have been building up that niggling rage inside you. And the cardio is helping. It's helping to let some of that out, you know, some of that excess energy. But you know those feelings will still be there, and it's very hard to not let that boil over into that crazy rage sometimes. And I nod, I can't help but agree. I myself was betrayed quite badly recently by someone who I thought I could trust. Someone who takes me for granted a lot. And when I had hoped to get a little something for myself, a little time for myself, despite having let them know long in advance, the last minute they prevented me from doing so. And that rage we feel at our bosses, partners, acquaintances, maybe sometimes the people we call friends, it's very hard to see often how there is any kind of healthy release for that, how there is any kind of use for that, how it could possibly be a positive thing. And we start to talk about things that have been born from anger. Terrible things to start with. Repression, subjugation, war. But that then leads us to think about protest, resistance, revolution, movements that have completely changed the world, all of which came from that feeling that something is terribly wrong. That something has gone too far. That something cannot be allowed to continue. The end of the Raj in India, or the apartheid in South Africa. The Black Lives Matter movement. The Stonewall charity and gay rights movement in the United Kingdom. So many things. Greta Thunberg's movement that is happening right now. We're watching literally a world revolution take place driven by one angry teenager. Because anger gives us that energy, it gives us that drive, it gives us that motivation to do something. And that repression of anger that causes us to rage at the nearest person or just lash out at random strangers on the internet, that comes from people telling us not to get angry. That comes from people wanting to stop us make a difference. That feeling we've been given that anger is a negative emotion that should be pushed down, shouldn't be displayed, particularly in women. Sometimes for men, it's the only emotion you're allowed to display. But then you still have to display it in acts of self-righteousness and bullshit, rather than actually making a real lasting change to the world. And as we talk about this, we feel that storm that was inside us start to change. And we start to feel that positive anger, that drive inside us, that inspiration. Because of course, all the time when we were kids, our parents likely never told us or never taught us about our anger. Just when we were angry, they told us to stop it, told us not to express that, told us not to be like that, told us not to be violent, told us not to shout or scream or make a noise, to be seen and not heard even. And maybe we can forgive them for that because that was simply the way things were done. Was, after all, how they were raised too. May not even have been our parents, could be our teachers, our colleagues, anything. But throughout our lives, we've had that thing of not being allowed to express our anger. And so we try not to. We keep it in. We keep it to ourselves until it just reaches that bursting point and we go nuts. When deep down we know the reason we are feeling like that is because something is wrong. Something has happened that goes against our boundaries, that goes against our feelings of fairness and justice. And if instead of repressing it, if instead of taking it out on the nearest random internet user or whatever, or just putting out some meaningless message into the ether about how angry we feel, we can instead find that inspiring energy inside us, see the solutions to these problems and the changes that we can make, things could be very different. And as we're talking and we reach this conclusion together, I smile at you and, inspired, you just simply grab my hand and run on ahead, pulling me behind you almost. I'm shocked and surprised by this burst of energy in you. But I laugh, as I'm loving every moment of this. And of course, it's not just protests and great movements that come out of anger. So many creative things have come from there. So many pieces of fine art, so many scripts, so many books, plays, all kinds of different works of art have come from anger, especially comedy. It's been argued, I think I mentioned this before, but it's been argued that the missing chapter of Poetics by Aristotle that dealt with comedy would have proposed that just like tragedy is a catharsis of pity and fear, comedy is a catharsis of anger and envy. Look at a play like The Clowns by Aristophanes. Searing comedic attack, Institute of Politics and Institute of Education at the time, and how many of the great comedies that we watch, that we've laughed at, are born from that place of anger at people who are not being fair, people who are not being just, people that are upholding something that is wrong in the world. And as you pull me to the top of the mountain, we look out over that world. That world in which there is still so much injustice, so much wrong. But look at it with a renewed sense of purpose. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. But one day, we will understand these emotions in us. And in whatever way we do, we will make a difference. And as you grab me by the hair and pull me into your face to kiss me, step out of the fantasy and come back to the real world. And look around, back in the room, same room you were in when we started this. And know that you have achieved something today. Maybe it's just the first step in a very long road up that mountain, but you have taken it. And that is amazing, my darling. Be proud of yourself and take care. Good night, darling.